Nudged presents The Girl with Space in Her Heart by Laura Williamson. Narrated by Charlie Sanderson. Mabel. Do you ever carry a lot of things around with you?
I do.
For example, in my pocket I carry a little silver star necklace that Mum bought me. It's supposed to be part of the constellation Canis Major, which means greater dog. I don't have a dog, but I do have a cat called Jupiter. I'm always carrying him around too, because he's lazy, and sometimes he won't budge from under my bed. I love Jupiter, and I know Jupiter loves me, because he keeps bringing me gifts. Unfortunately, some of them are dead. I have a 12-year-old sister, Terrible Topaz, who I'd like to carry straight into a black hole and leave her there. And then there's Mum. I carry a little photo of her in my purse. Mum has a shop near the seafront called Fudge Fudge Wink Wink, and she has a boyfriend, Galactic Gavin. By the way, it was Topaz's idea to call him Galactic, and that's because she thought he was on another planet. He's actually an estate agent on planet Earth, though, and I think he's 100% nice, even if Topaz doesn't. What's more, he loves the stars as much as me. Finally, there's Dad, and I have a big space in my heart where he used to be. You see, after Dad went away, he didn't contact me or Topaz again, and Mum got sad and didn't like talking about him. When I asked her questions, she wouldn't answer, and her eyes would go all misty and miserable. I don't like thinking Mum's heart was broken by Dad, even though she's got Gavin now to cheer her up. Hearts aren't ever supposed to break or have empty dad-shaped spaces in them, and that makes me worry. I worry about a lot of things. I worry about Dad not being here and how we don't fist bump or tell each other, I love you, like we used to. That's why the main thing I'm carrying around at the moment are worries, and they're the heaviest thing to hold. To be honest, I've been trying to keep the worries squashed down. I've tried to convince myself that I don't need to worry this much and that maybe I should ignore them. But it's not easy, especially when I can't talk to Mum. Today, there's a whole new worry to add to my collection, and this time it's not about Dad. It's 8:30 in the evening when it happens. I'm sitting cross-legged on my starry duvet cover and busy petting Jupiter, who is licking his paws like they taste of something yummy, when my sister, Terrible Topaz, comes into my bedroom and plonks herself beside me. She takes a bite out of her apple and tells me that something unexpected has happened.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?